Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Nodot ha'ovdei kochavim ve'kan kenehen ve'yayin shel Yisrael kanus bahen. Let's say the situation is you have earthenware jugs or wineskins of idol worshippers. They were previously used for storing wine that was not kosher. And you have the wine of a Jew that is being put in there. It's being stored in these jugs or wineskins. We say asurin v'isuran isur hana'a. You're not allowed to drink this wine. It's prohibited to use it. And the prohibition that we're talking about is not only to drink it, but to have any benefit from it whatsoever. You're not allowed to drink it, obviously, because maybe the flavor of the wine that was previously there in the wineskins that got absorbed into the jug, maybe that's going to come out and enhance or give flavor to the kosher wine, so therefore the wine becomes not kosher. But not only that, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it because it's like wine. You're not allowed to sell wine to an idol worshiper. So therefore, prohibited b'hana'ah to benefit from whatsoever. So therefore, likewise over here, when the Jew's wine is being stored in the utensil, we're saying that it absorbs the forbidden flavor and it make it as if you're drinking the wine of a non-Jew. This is the opinion of Divrei Rabbi Meir, the opinion of Rabbi Meir. B'chamim omrim en isuran isur hana'ah. But the rabbis disagree. They say, of course you're not allowed to drink it. We're modeh. We agree to that because of the flavor. But we're not going to extend the prohibition as far to say they're not allowed to derive any benefit from it. That's a little bit of a stretch. There's no actual wine mixed in here. It's just flavor. So we're not going to extend the prohibition of hana'ah to this type of situation. Harsanim v'hazagin shel avdei kochavim asurin. Pits and skins of grapes of idol worshippers that are in the wine press after the pressing of the grapes is finished are prohibited. V'isuran isur hana'ah. And the prohibition against using them is not only that you can't eat them, but you're not allowed to have any benefit from them whatsoever, just like regular wine. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The rabbis disagree. They say it depends on the situation. If the grape pits and skins are moist, then they're forbidden because then they contain juice. So it's like wine. We understand how it's like wine. But if they're dry, if they're yeveshin, then mutarin, then they're allowed because it's not forbidden because there's no juice left in them whatsoever. Two more items that we have mahlokia between Rabbi Meir and Hachamim. Hamudias. Mudias is a dip that's made by a combination of fish fat, salt, and water. Ugvinot. Bet Unyaki. Cheese of idol worshippers from the town of Bet Unyaki. Shel of the kochavim that were from the idol worshippers. Asurin v'isuran isuranaay. They're prohibited, and the prohibition against using them is you cannot even have any benefit from them. We're nervous that they may contain products of idol worshippers that are forbidden to benefit from, and therefore you can't benefit from it. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The mudias that we mentioned is prohibited because many times they would mix wine into it, and that wine could be prohibited wine. The cheese of Bet Unyaki is also prohibited because they may use rennet from the stomach of a calf that was brought as an offering. So therefore, and most of the calves in this place of Bet Unyaki were brought as offerings to their idol. So therefore, you can't benefit from the possible idol offering when you're making your cheese. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. B'chamim omrim, en isuran isur hana'ah, but the rabbis argue. The rabbis say, yeah, you're not allowed to eat them, you're not allowed to consume them, but the prohibition against benefiting from them is not a problem. According to the rabbis, they say that the wine that was possibly added into the mudias wasn't there to actually give flavor, but it was just to quell the fishy smell of the product. So therefore, the mudias is considered to be permissible for benefit. Of course, they would agree that there's wine in there and that wine is not kosher, so you can't eat it. But in terms of benefit, there's no problem. And the cheeses of Bet Unyaki, the rabbis weren't concerned that the rennet of a forbidden animal was being used because most animals there are not brought as korbanot to their idol. So therefore, you're allowed to benefit from them. So that's the difference between Rabbi Meir and Hachamim over here when it comes to the cheese of Bet Unyaki. They would have a mahloket about were most of the animals in that place brought as offerings to korbanot, as korbanot offerings to their idols or not. That's the mahloket, and that's how they have different opinions.